Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eight more witnesses are scheduled to testify publicly in the House impeachment inquiry this week.
It's a lot of people. Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy from Washington. Stephen, good morning. What are the names that stand out for you from this witness list?
Oh, good morning, fellas. Yeah, Alexander Vindman, Kurt Volker, Gordon Sondland, Tim Morrison, Fiona Hill. Some of the headliners at the public hearings this week, 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and they begin at this time, about this time tomorrow. There'll be a morning session and an afternoon session, and Democrats are really hoping to get into the meat of what they believe happened over the last several months with the effort to try to put pressure on the Ukrainian president to announce publicly an investigation into Burisma, the gas company that employed Joe Biden's son Hunter. Over the weekend, in an interview on Face the Nation, Speaker Nancy Pelosi offered the president the opportunity to come before the committee and have his say, or at least submit it in writing. It's not apparent at this point that the White House is going to take the speaker up on that offer.
Wednesday is the big day. Gordon Sondland coming in, and he has changed his testimony.
He has. He amended it a couple of weeks ago to reflect the fact that, oh, all of a sudden he remembered having a conversation with an aide to the Ukrainian president on September 1st in Warsaw, Poland. Basically suggesting to this individual that the aid to Ukraine would likely not flow unless the Ukrainian president took the step they'd been discussing for several weeks, go on CNN and announce an investigation into Burisma, the gas company. Now, Republicans say that that never happened, that the aid money flowed, and that all this talk about quid pro quo, what Democrats are now describing as bribery, is moot because it all worked out in the end. Democrats say what happened in the interim is far more important and touches on their constitutional prerogative to charge the president with a crime.
Stephen Portnoy, watching from Washington. Thank you, Stephen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.